That's President Bush speaking live from the Manhattan Institute here in New York City on the U.S. economy and the financial markets. Among the things the president said, he says we are taking the right steps and a measure of stability is returning to markets here and around the world. He also said there is a risk of too much government involvement in markets. And he said this ongoing crisis that we're going through now is not a failure of the free market system. He says the free market system is the way to go. And he also admonished world leaders, as he will do this weekend, to reject the temptation of trade protectionism. This is the Bloomberg Countdown. I'm Sal Chiangrasso, along with Karen Moscow. And now, with reaction to the president's comments and more about the economy, let's bring in Douglas Roberts, chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. Douglas, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on today.
How much will these comments from President Bush resonate with world leaders?
I think, you know, whether they do or they don't is less important because essentially there's a new president coming on board. So I think world leaders are kind of looking past this summit, and you actually might see more of the consultation going on really with, you know, other people outside of the meetings of the Obama administration, his transition team, because really within a short period of time, that's who they'll be dealing with.
You can't help but wonder if this was a bit of a message to Barack Obama as well, who some have accused of being protectionist. You just can't help but wonder by Bush's comments today.
Oh, I definitely think that has something to do with it, really. Bush is staking out his position and making it clear where he stands. But ultimately, that's really more of a personal statement than really, I think, a policy statement. His policy will ultimately be determined by the next administration.
What do you anticipate coming out from these meetings this weekend?
Right now, really more so a framing of the issues as to what's going on, really almost a set of talking points. It's almost like the meeting ahead of a meeting. What they're trying to talk about is really set an agenda for what things will focus on as opposed to, you know, making any clear-cut decisions on it. So it's almost like a meeting of setting the agenda for the next meeting, really in preparation for it.
What is the likelihood we will see global cooperation when trying to fix this financial crisis?
Well, I think you're already seeing that to a large extent, but I think it'll be much more cooperative on really the monetary basis as opposed to fiscal, simply because the mechanisms are in place for doing so. If you look at the central banks, you've seen coordination among them as well. And also, there are fewer major ones to deal with. For instance, in Europe, monetary policy is largely combined with really the ECB. However, it's very, very clear from the meeting of the Eurozone before that, you know, different countries will go their way on a fiscal basis. So I think monetarily, you're going to see increased coordination. I think on a fiscal basis, it's much more to be determined, and really that's going to be the subject of where we're going. The other thing that I think there'll be a tremendous amount of cooperation with is what the president alluded to in his speech, which is really standards. You know, there's a question in a really disclosure, transparency that's permeated this, especially with the credit default swap issue. And that's what you're going to really need to see more and more of. You know, international accounting standards has been talked about of replacing GAAP and really being an international standard and what form that'll take. And you're going to start to see more and more of that really with the derivatives. If you go back to 1987, that was one of the clearest situations that you saw was the evolution of a derivatives market that was much more transparent, much more aware, so that you really knew where everything was occurring, which is really one of the key problems right now was nobody was really sure who was holding what the ramifications were in terms of letting somebody go under or being too big to fail, because you didn't really know where the tentacles extended throughout the system, what the ripple effects would be.
Thank you, Douglas Roberts, chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research.